To start recording,
I don't know how to start. Like, okay,
today I'm gonna be recording my best friend Ashley. We've known each other for a long time, a very long time. Don't mind the cards.
These cards. What in the world?
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna ask you the first question. Oh wait, do you want to introduce yourself? No. Well, Mr. Zion knows you, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm Ashley. Like Katie said, we're best friends. We've been best friends for like 10 years now.
Yeah, we're basically like some conjoined twins.
Holy
now.
Crap. It's right? Been like since like first grade.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. But like awesome.
We've seen each other grow up and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so my first question is, when did we become friends?
We became friends. I think it was first grade. Because we were both really pretty shy.
We were really shy.
But I think you were like a little shyer than me.
I was. I am still.
And I think that like the thing about me is that I was just like, I don't know. Like it seemed like you were just sitting alone.
I was lonely as heck.
You were sitting alone on like that little bench thing in like our little like playground thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like the thing about it is that I don't like I know that feeling of like feeling like lonely kind of. So
right.
Whenever I see someone like alone, I'll like invite them to like my lunch table or like I'll just talk to them because I know how much that means to me when people do it to me.
Yeah. So they want to do it to other people too.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So like going off on a tangent. Sorry. So basically, the way that we became friends was, car is coming back. Bye.
I know.
Okay, sorry. the way that we became friends, we
kind of like bounced off of each other, kind of.
Yeah, I asked you, like I think it was like, can we. Like, it was either, like, can we play something together, or can I just sit with you?
Yeah.
And you said yes.
But, like, fate being fate, like...
Yes.
That's when, like, recess ended, and...
Yeah, like, we didn't spend that much time together, but, like, I think from then on, like, I knew that I, like... That I had someone that was, like me, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, just, like, shy and quiet.
Like, when we were just awkwardly looking at each other, that's how we knew it was it.
I feel like back in those times, we just, like... had a lot of eye contact.
Yeah.
And that was like our communication.
Like you can see through my eyes, like you want to catch a baby, I know.
Like eye reading, we're like, would you like me to pass the salt?
To be honest.
Introvert like... language. Okay, but yeah, like I think that's how we became friends. So
mm-hmm. How would you describe our friendship in three words?
Three words. Wow.
Or as many words as you want. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Describe your friendship in three words.
More like, let me pull out the whole dictionary. Like,
hilarious. Heartwarming.
Yeah.
And life-giving.
Okay. Do you want to dissect into the three words?
Yeah.
Hilarious. I feel like all the funny stuff really comes from you.
You too. I feel like I really do like feed off your energy. Like, I think we do have like some we have similar senses of humor, but I think that like mine is like a little extreme.
You're like
and yours is a little more subdued, and I think it works together.
I feel like I just made dad jokes and you're just like a meme bank, you know?
A meme bank. Wow. Better, like, truer words have never been spoken.
A meme bank.
Sorry about that.
You're good.
But yeah, like, what was even the question?
How do you describe our friendship in three words?
Okay, so hilarious. Yeah, like, the jokes that we tell, like, you understand my sense of humor. Like, we're like two peas in a pod, you know? Like, I feel like I can truly, like, be myself and show my sense of humor with you.
Yeah,
so that's
same.
Really helpful, and that's why I think it's hilarious. And then I said heartwarming. So I think, like, our friendship, it, like, when I sit down and think about it, I get really grateful, like, that that we're friends, because...
I do, too.
Yeah, like...
Bye. Thank you, you too.
Because I'm like, wow, like... Like, I've never met someone, like, so consistent and so, like... I don't even know. I don't even have the words. Like, you're just, like, an incredible person. And it's really heartwarming to me to feel like I deserve someone like this in my life, you know? Because you're, like, you're just great.
Yeah. You're gonna make me cry.
And then life-giving, because I genuinely believe that, like, our friendship has saved my life many times.
Yeah, I think so too. I think whenever I'm in, like, down times, I feel like I think about, like, the relationships I have, and I think between us, I think that one's the one that stands out the most to me. Like, we spent so much time apart from each other from, like, freshman year to, like, sophomore year. And I think even with, like, that gap that we had, I think we just, like, clicked back, like, automatically.
Yeah.
Like, we bounced back, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think there's a quote that's, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absence,
oh, like, yeah, like, yeah. Being away from someone, yeah, makes you, like, think about them more and, like, want to be around them more.
I feel that.
And I totally, like, because we, like, our friendship has been consistent, and you're such a forgiving person.
What do you mean, Ashley? Yes, you're, like, the one who says sorry, like, the most.
Because back in middle school, I know that we had this, like, kind of, like, slight falling out.
Yeah.
Because we just didn't really have that many classes together, and we weren't spending enough time together. And I felt like you felt that you were being valued. And, I remember, like, that summer just, like kind of, like, crying in my room, like, yeah, texting out this huge paragraph of, like, I'm sorry, I've been, like, I've been acting like such a jerk, and, like, yeah, like I didn't even think you were gonna respond.
Yeah.
But you responded, like, an hour later, like, it's okay. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's when I knew that, like, you know, like, this is, like,
it was it. That was our solidifying moment, you know?
Yeah, like, and then I knew that I had a friend for life. And, like, we're like family.
That's true. Like, yeah. I said, I'm gonna be at your wedding.
Yeah, you're my sister. Hi, sister.
I don't know.
She was canceled. But yeah, like, you're my family, and I would give you a kidney, no question. Like,
thanks.
probably not the best kidneys, but but they're kidneys, so.
Give you the best out, or the second best out of 1 out of 2. Thank you, Ashley.
Okay,
I'm truly loved. All right, my next question is, do you have a favorite memory of us?
Favorite memory of us? I think my favorite memory...
I feel like it's
going to
be something embarrassing.
I remember, I think something that sticks out to me was... was probably the time that we went to the mall,
mm-hmm,
and we went into the Nickelodeon Universe.
Yeah. Oh, is that the time we went with Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that sticks out to me because I feel like it's kind of like a metaphor for our friendship. I feel like although I come off as like the outgoing one, I have a lot of fears. And I feel like you're very good at, like, extinguishing those fears, and doing it in, like, a loving way.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, I was, like, scared AF to get on all these rides.
No, but, like, I'm trying to hype you up.
Like, I was like, what if I die? But you were like, but you were like, but what if you don't, though?
Like, I think it's just our signs. Like, I think this is something we talk about a lot, is, like, how our signs, like, really match each other.
Yeah.
Like, the ever, like, inquisitive Aquarius, and, like, the fire extinguishing, or, like, fire burning a Gemini.
Yeah.
So it's just like balancing out, you know, gotta take risks a little bit.
I feel like majority of our friendship is just like you like calming me down. Like, Ashley, it's okay. So like, yeah, I think that moment, especially like, and then I also got to like hear you laugh and like just to see you like be like genuinely happy and like, you know, I think that like really, like I still remember that night. I think I still have the wristband too.
You do? Oh
my yeah, God. I like keep like little memories like yeah. that. It because it's important to me.
Mm-hmm. So. I love that. Oh. You're so sweet, Ashley.
I don't think what you are these realize. Cars?
It's like you're so sweet. Like, can we just put like mute?
Beep! No, you're just kidding me. I like get my own horn.
Okay. And they turn around, they're like, what'd you say?
Why are you so loud? I'm sorry.
You're good. I love that. Okay, my next question was, why do you think we get along so well?
Why do we get along so well? Because we have so much in common.
I know. I feel like you explain it really good.
We have so much in common. We've been through a lot together.
Right. I think a lot of things like coincidentally align for us.
Yeah.
Like all of the matching stuff, like all of the thinking.
Yeah. Like the way that we think, the way that we act, they blend really well together.
They do.
I think you get along together so well. Yeah, I mean we just like, it's, I mean, it's not like, I don't know, I never really thought about it because it's so effortless yeah. with you. Like I feel like I don't have to like try, you know, to be like someone I'm not yeah. in this friendship. Like I can just like be like genuinely myself and just like be a goofball and like and like embarrass myself, and you'll still like be like down for me 100% and vice versa, like
yeah.
But I don't think like you're a little shy. So yeah, I don't think you're trying to embarrass yourself.
Good.
But yeah, I think we get along so well because yeah, we've been through a lot together and we've learned to just, we learn so much about each other.
We do. I feel like I really like how we can get really deep sometimes, really quick.
Yeah.
And really, really fast. It's kind of surprising.
Sessions.
I know. I'm just like, Ashley, how are you doing? You're more like,
I'm just like, how are you doing? Well, it all started when I was born.
<That's it. laughs> But I really like that because, like, sometimes you just click with somebody, and that's sometimes really hard to find for me. So I'm glad you're here. All right. Trying to get out of that funk. All right. All that mushy-gushy stuff. If our friendship was a book, what would it be titled? Just because I feel like you're really into, like,
books,
English
yeah.
and books and stuff like that. So I wanted to ask you
what
that.
Would it be titled? That's a really good question. Same difference.
Same difference?
Because we're...
We're really different. We look really different.
We look really different. We're like our lives are like kind of like polar opposites a little bit.
They are.
But at the same time, like our personalities, the things that we've been through, the
like, book is like
right. What is this
you
bug?
Right.
You're not a part of the podcast. Move.
It just comes in like. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Do you have something to say or? Yeah. Sorry. So yeah, like. I say that it would be titled Same Difference just because, like, despite our differences, we're so much alike, and we're like two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a podcast. That should be the title.
I'm gonna title it that. Watch me put it as that. I was just like, two peas in a pod. Two peas in a pod.
Hey.
That's gonna be my title. This is gonna make it into it. Okay. What embarrasses you the most, and or what's been your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, geez. I feel like embarrassing moments happen to me often.
Yeah.
Kind of like Adali was saying before, like earlier in class. Sometimes I don't really think before I speak. And it's not that I necessarily say anything bad. It's just that I say things without thinking, so it can come out weird, or it can come out like conjumbled, kind of like a word salad. Like you don't really, like, you're like, what did you just say? Or you're like, spit it out.
That's me too, to be honest.
But my most embarrassing moment, or one of my most embarrassing moments, I think one of my most embarrassing moments was holding the door open for that guy.
I remember.
I think the whole class knows, but basically, I was, you know, trying to be nice, holding the door for this guy. I was like, yep, you know, like, I just want to, like, do my part, you know, be courteous. So this guy was walking behind me, so I decided, you know, I'm gonna open the door for him and hold it for him as he goes inside. I think we were going into, like, the grocery store or something. And he said thank you as he passed by. And without thinking, I said, happy birthday, like, randomly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sorry. Like, it was, like, he looked at me so strangely, like,
yeah.
Like, what? And then I had realized what I had done. And, you know, if I had a shell, I would have retracted into it, but yeah. I'm not a turtle, so.
It's like those times you want to reverse, I'm just like, oh, what did I say? Like, let me reverse it, can I reverse it?
But yeah, I think that was one of my most embarrassing moments. But I think that, I'd say that was the most embarrassing
moment. Yeah. I like how... It's so nice.
What?
Like, you're just saying happy birthday to somebody, but, like, it's embarrassing, but it's, like, sounds really sweet.
Yikes.
Okay, my next question is, plan out your perfect day.
My perfect date?
Day? You can do date, too.
Yeah, let's do a friend date. That would be so
fun. A friend date? Okay. How would it look like?
So, I just, like, start, like, planning out a romantic. I'm like... Candles, R&B in the background. No, I'm just kidding. I think a good friend date for us would be something where we could make good memories.
Yeah.
So I think maybe if we went to like a concert or some sort of like outdoor show where we like kind of have to be extroverts.
Yeah, I want to go to Pride with you.
That would be so awesome.
I've been planning this out in my mind. I'm just like, I'm gonna buy so many rainbow things.
The thing is, like, this is the thing too. Like, you're like one of the most like accepting people I've ever met. Like, I remember everybody's trying to get in our podcast. I remember.
Hello.
Oh my god. Hey. Excuse me.
Oh my gosh, you scared me.
We're doing work.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Okay. So. One thing that I really like about you is that you're so accepting of me. Even just the fact that you want to go to Pride with me, despite like not like being directly a part of the community.
Yeah, I'm an ally.
Like you so are an ally. Like we stand an ally queen, you know. I was so scared to like come out to you and. Fact that you like accept me with open arms and like even like more than open arms, like you were like teach me the culture, like
I love that,
like you like not only are you
so boring. I'm boring.
no because like I just feel like I don't know, it's so kind, like you just accepting me with open arms, and then you did, and then some, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you just made me feel like it's a normal thing, you know, and that was like super important to me.
Yeah. I think when you told me, it took me by surprise, but then, like, I thought about it, I'm just like, it's Ashley, you know? Yeah. What am I gonna do to, like, reject you or something? You're, like, my best friend, even back then. Like, I thought so much of you that I was just, like, nonchalant about it, like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that's the thing. Like, people, like, my personality, like, who I am, doesn't change. Like, being a part of the LGBT community, like, being gay isn't
bad.
It's not bad. It, like, it's a part of me. Like, it's just an addition to my life.
It is.
Like, it's just kind of like wearing a coat over your clothes. Like, it doesn't really change the outfit that much. it just adds.
It just adds to it. Like,
adds an extra layer.
It's like the good sparkle to it, you know?
Yeah, like a good rainbow sparkly coat.
That's good. Like, yeah. Some of us don't have that sparkle, but you have it.
Sorry. See, I'm going off on a tangent. Sorry. To add on to what you were saying, our perfect date would be, like, you know, going to a concert and then afterward. I think afterward, we get into, like, kind of, like, a reflective mode. So I feel like if we went to, like, a diner or someplace.
I like those types of days.
Like, yeah, like late at night, we go to, like, a diner, like, get, like, pancakes or whatever, like, a big stack of pancakes and just, like, talk about life.
Yeah.
And how we've been feeling.
I feel like that's what we usually do.
That's what we usually do. Like, and I think that those are, like, some of the more special moments because, like, we're, like, we rarely see each other's inner worlds.
Yeah.
So when we get to, it's like super special.
Oh. I like that date. I want that date to go.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, college.
It is true. Like, I've been telling you this. Like, we're only gonna be, like, so many minutes away. Like, so few away. That we can, like, do this, like, every day.
Yeah.
Like, really, you drop by my college, I'm just like, hey, this is my friend Ashley. You like tall, dark chocolate?
Oh, my God. Don't put that in the podcast. Trying to get me a woman in your college. Yeah.
Okay, but anyways, that was our perfect date. Well, this is, like, completely different. What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, wow.
It can be something simple, like, if you're scared of, like, spiders or something.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fear of mine, but it's not the biggest. Mm-hmm. I think I want to be honest and just say my biggest fear of all is vulnerability.
Yeah.
I'm really afraid of being outward and vulnerable with people. And it might not come off that way at first. But there's a lot that I don't tell people.
Yeah.
But there is a lot that I tell you because I feel like I can be the most vulnerable with you. Mm-hmm. But even at times, I'm like, why did I say that? Like, sometimes, like, this shame kind of, like, comes over me. Like, why do I deserve someone as good as Haiti? Like, why isn't she, like... You're, like, an angel on earth, basically.
Oh, Ashley,
like, I'm not
too.
Even trying to be, like, oh, sappy. Like,
yeah.
Like, genuinely, I feel like you're so, like, you bring such a light to my life.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I'm like, how do I even deserve that, you know?
No, because if I'm an angel, then you're, like, the angel of angels. Because, Ashley, no. I do some bad stuff.
No, like, not even just in, like, the behavior sense, but, like, the fact that, like, you're just.
How about you?
Like I said, vulnerability is a huge, huge fear of mine. It's really hard for me to, like, bear my heart on my sleeve. But I make it a practice to do it often because I know that, like, that's how I know I'll get the most out of my relationships and my life.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're not vulnerable,
then
like,
no
are you
connection.
Really...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's no connection. Like, are you really even near... Like, are you even... living as yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like feeling hollow.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I like...
sometimes you just get that, though. Like, every time I'm at home, like, I just get that, like, hollow feeling inside because nobody's really feeling anything in there, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard to be around, like, spaces where you can't be vulnerable and you can't be yourself.
Yeah.
So when I can be, I really cherish that. So I think to answer the question, my biggest fear is vulnerability.
Yeah. Same. 100% same. Okay. Aside from what is between our memories, what's your favorite memory that you have with somebody else, or your all-time favorite memory?
My all-time favorite memory.
It could be opening that bag of chips. You're just that whiff,
My all-time favorite memory was... That's a really good question. The thing is that I have such a fragmented memory.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I can't remember anything beyond... I can't remember anything past 5th grade. So 5th grade and up, I can remember 5th grade, and below, I can't remember at all.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I think because I have a short memory, I just continuously have to keep making memories, mm-hmm. to remind myself.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah. So I think.
Hey girls. Hi. See you, Mr. Myers.
So I think right now, this making this moment, this memory right now.
Yeah, I think we were so excited to do the podcast, just because we saw how people in class were connecting over it too, and making a memory through that. So I think this is exciting.
We get to
keep this.
A new memory bubble for me that I can keep and hoard until I forget it, and then we just make some more.
Yeah, or else until it's the future and we can start iClouding our memories.
Exactly. Watching it on TV. Apple company, what are you doing? Get on that.
Just watching us right now.
I know you can hear us.
To be honest. Okay. So always making memories. I didn't write down the next question. Let me look it up really quick.
Is it still recording?
Yeah, still recording. Alright, let's make this the last question, and let's make it a good question.
Why don't you brainstorm a question for me?
Brainstorm a question for you?
Yeah. Okay. Like a genuine question that just off the top of your head.
Okay. Brainstorm. Let's see. If I wasn't your friend now, then I don't know. How do you think life would be?
Oof, that's oof. Honestly.
Cause that's kinda to the point where we're getting if I kept going to DSL, I feel like.
Yeah. I think there I don't know, I read somewhere that people are in your life for a season to teach you things. Mm-hmm. And you're there to learn from them. And I think that you came back into my life and you're continuously teaching me every day to not be so hard on myself and to love myself.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why the universe thinks that you're so useful in my life.
Yeah.
I think you're just this big ball of love and joy and I don't know, it's if you weren't in my life, I would be lonely. I would be hollow, like I said before. I wouldn't be able to be completely myself with people, because there are still people out there that I can be vulnerable with, Hedy Andrés, the whole
Lily and Andrés?
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry, Lily and Andrés, the whole gang,
The whole gang.
Sorry. Yeah. I feel our friendship is like family.
Yeah.
It would be like losing a family member.
Yeah.
It would like fill me with a lot of grief. I don't think I would be the same.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I flip the question around too?
Yeah.
Can I answer it? I think if I didn't have you, well, you're honestly like one of like the best human beings I've met, to be honest.
You are the same way.
Right. I think you share your emotions so openly, and like the way you like process and like give your words is like so like thinking of like the other person and how they're gonna like receive those words. So I feel like you choose carefully, and that's like how you lead everything with like your actions and stuff like that. And I think that's like the best thing that like any human being can do, you know? Like if I convince you to like rob a bank, you'd be like, but the people at the bank, like their jobs. Yeah, you'd be like, but their jobs. Like I'd be like, actually it doesn't matter. But like you think that through. Like you think through like the stuff that like even like I wouldn't think of, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like all the stuff that you think of is just like so pure and so like full hearted. That's like the stuff that I love about you, and that like that I don't get to see often. And that's why I like coming to school and like interacting with you, because like every time I meet with you, like my heart like starts like it was like I was dead, and like it just starts beating again, like Warm Bodies. You remember that?
Yeah.
Movie?
Wow.
It's like that.
Wow, I feel the exact same way. Cause I mean, there's moments where, like, we even oh we're kind of going over the time, but whatever.
It's okay. Whatever.
There's been times where. There's been times where like I won't I you know for example like government class like econ I'll come to school feeling so drained and tired, like I don't really want to like talk to anybody. I'm like, oh, like
I know you
is,
should
like,
see me driving. I'm just like
yeah, but like I and the thing is that like you come in like just your presence in a room like just lights up the whole room.
Yeah.
Like, and then you, like, smile at me, and I know that, like, whatever I'm thinking about, whatever we're doing, you know, we're, like, it's gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I used to think that, like, soulmates were just, like, romantic, like, I'm gonna marry this person.
Yeah.
But, like,
you're
I feel like
I'm just gonna eat a bucket of ice cream with this person, like, on the day.
I think that we're soulmates.
Yeah,
yeah.
Too, Ash.
I think that like
they're the twins that were separated at.
We have different DNA, but the
I
same
know,
soul,
like,
so it's fine.
They switched us, like give us different parents, you know. It's so nice.
Is your name really Haiti Lemma?
Or is it
Haiti Fellows? Ashley Lemma. But yeah, like you're my soulmate, man. I love you.
Yeah, let's put some soulmate music on, you know? Alright. I'll end this. Bye, my sister.
Bye.